anybody want to throw out any suggestions for next time, problems or things that went well that we want to talk about, make sure we get documented?
I'd like to have one point.
Yeah, Linda?
Right. This is not something we'd had previously before this election, and that's why I wanted to bring it out. I think it's extremely important that when they're planning forums, they need to take into consideration that the candidates have jobs. At KPFT, when I was a candidate, I was actually told I'd been unemployed, but I had just gotten a job. And I was told point blank, well, some people were giving up time at work. I don't think that's acceptable to tell people that they're expected to give up paid time for a volunteer position. We've never done that in the past. All of our meetings are at night. So I don't think that that's fair for them to do that. And I think we need to be sure that they have a better understanding of, you know, what's important for the majority of all candidates.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, again, remind everybody, please, you know, send stuff in writing to at least to Renee or probably to the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's helpful for us to document these things.
Point on that?
Yeah, Ken?
This is Ken. Renee's tenure as a national election supervisor terminates upon the certification of all the elections.
That's correct.
What's the point in communicating to her?
Well, she hasn't certified him yet. She says she'll certify him by November 15th. And I'd be helpful to have it sent to the election committee, too, so that if there's things we need to follow up on or monitor or watch out for or fix for the next election,
I would
we don't forget about them.
I don't have to make a motion on that. I would suggest that all the members of this committee could send to the chair of the committee a personal evaluation about the effectiveness of this tenured NES and what recommendations we want to have regarding the selection of the next NES and what the qualifications are and whether or not they have to comply with the bylaws and the PNB resolutions. In other words, we can write a review or a critique about how the position was fulfilled this term in light of the next term. But in terms of the NES, as you said, she should be gone. The NES should be completed by November 15th. And, you know, it's not something that seems to be very recurrent. But it would probably be more effective if we wrote reviews and turned them into the chair. That's confidential. I'm not saying we make it public. But we could turn them in as an evaluation of the performance.
Okay, but I'm especially interested in things that we need to watch out for next time. You know, things that, you know, we need to do more of or be sure to do again or things we need to do differently or, you know, whatever. But okay, but I get your suggestion. Anybody else have anything you want to say about this? Okay. Well, again, just if you have problems that you need addressed or want answered, let's try to get those written down here really quick in the next day or so, if possible.
One last thing, and this I think was an add-on this time around, and that is that the mission, the Pacifica mission, should be made clear to candidates, and they should sign a statement indicating that they understand it and that they are, you know, will advocate on behalf of it. Otherwise, you know, they shouldn't be involved in the governance and leadership of this organization.
Okay. Well, that reminds me also, it's too late for this year to get any more bylaws amendments in, but if this committee wants to propose some more bylaws amendments, you know, we can't really require things like what you're saying, Campbell, I don't think, without it being in the bylaws. We can certainly recommend it or suggest that it be done. I think it's a good idea, but...
Well, 2 years ago when I first ran for LSB, three years ago, an eternity,
uh-huh.
There was a separate sheet that had the Pacifica mission on it, and, you know, I remember I had to sign it and date it at the bottom and turn it in. And I don't know if this was, you know, a thing like I, you know, swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, or anything like that. But, you know, I think it did put me on notice, and if it was something that was able to be included at that time, you know, I wouldn't think that it would be something that would not be able to be included in the future. You know, if there was enough justification for it previously.
Okay. All right. Well, write all these suggestions up, folks. And if you can, if it's something that involves, you need an answer or like an answer from our NES, try to get it done by the end of the day tomorrow if you can, so we can get it to her and she can respond. Okay. We done with this agenda item?
Yeah.
And I assume Renee is still not on the call. Is that right? So I guess then we'll skip four, other than we'll send in questions to her and ask for responses by email. Is there any new business, anybody? I guess at the next monthly meeting, I think we should probably review the reports and follow up on some of these discussions we had tonight on problems and suggestions for next time, see where we want to go. Just remember our terms, or everybody on this committee, the terms end in January. So I believe it's correct whether or not you were reelected or elected. Our committees, we need to keep going until the new committee members are chosen, but I believe the current committee members stay on until January. Is that correct? Anybody know for sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what happened last time when I decided to drop off.
Right, and we all need to try to remind our LSBs to please get the committees, the national committee members, chosen in January. We've had problems with this committee and others with them sometimes not getting picked until February or March, and then that means your station is not represented on these national committees until then. Okay. Next committee or agenda item, confirm next committee date. We tentatively have Tuesday, December 14th. Is that still okay with everybody?
Sure.
Okay.
Anybody have any conflicts? No, I think that's on the KPFDX calendar, and my internet connection is bad, so I can't do that. But can anybody verify that it's already on there? I believe the second Tuesday, so it's our sort of regular meeting date. I think I put the whole year's schedule up earlier this year. But.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't have any objections, but it's good. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. Ken, do we have action items?
No, just send in the things we discussed. There's nothing heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an action item to create a survey that might be implemented to find out the effectiveness of the Internet.
Okay. But I guess you can put me down. I'll check with our NES about, if we can get answers to whatever questions you all send to us in the next day or so, and to make sure we get the reports as soon as possible. That'll probably come after their
there
their certification,
is one
thing, though.
That is an action item. That was we talked around it. I would the meeting's not over. I make a motion to the chair get the NES to turn in her report, her final report, and get the images posted. And I put that obligation to the chair to get that complied with.
Okay. Well, I don't think you need a motion. I'll accept that.
We'll do it. Okay,
I'll check with Renee. I've already sent her an email about that. Asking when. So, and I she said she's going to do it, but there's lots of other things going on. So I'll remind her.
Yeah, Les said he would do it too. So,
Okay. So the ballot images and also the output of Bing's program, the image processing program that generates the numerical
right.
rankings for the candidates from the, for each ballot.
I call to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Anybody else have any action items? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you all or talk to you all next month.
Okay.
On the 14th.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Meeting's adjourned.
Bye. All right.
Thanks, Bill.